Science.
So we begin this week 47 years ago, and BBC local radio came to Nottingham.
And now, the first edition of Nottingham Newsreel. And first, the local news read by Tony Church. A Nottinghamshire power giant gets underway. The £80 million
station... It was a joyful feeling at first. We didn't altogether realise the problems that were going to hit us when we came to actual operational terms.
Station manager Gerald Nethercott speaking at the start of Radio Nottingham this week in 1968. It was the sixth BBC local to come on air. This week, just last year, it was farewell to sports commentator David Oates.
It's a very, very sad and emotional day for us all in BBC Radio Sport because earlier this afternoon we received the terrible news of the death of our colleague and our friend David Oates, well known to you, the listener, as a regular commentator and reporter for the BBC, especially on football and rugby league.
Ball had gone out of play, noticed a Bolton player lying injured, he was midway inside his own half, soon became apparent that it was Fabrice Muamba. But there hadn't been contact or any foul at all. The players and Howard Webb quickly realised, I think...
Goodbye, David Oates, highly regarded football commentator on Five Live, who began at BBC Manchester. Happy birthday this week to a radio stalwart.
Doris Day. Comes from Doris Day's Sentimental Journey, which I think is a misprint. I'm beginning to see the light. 8:22. Now, who's this? Wrong. It's not the Furies and Davy Arthur. It's not Foster and Allen. Not Brendan Shine or anybody like that. It's Jim Davidson. Yes, old Nick Nick himself.
Two whiskey.
You're yourself on radio. I think you're much more yourself on radio than you can be on television because there's so much gubbins in the way on television. Whereas on radio, you can actually have a miserable look on your face and you can actually sound a bit miserable as well because you're behaving naturally. You're responding naturally to the sequence of events. And that's, I think, what people react to in radio. That's why people like radio and that's why it has survived.
Ken Bruce heard there on the Radio 2 breakfast show where he stayed a year. He was clearly enjoying the station's music policy of the day back then. He's also hosted Radio 2 Ballroom, Saturday Lates, and of course Mid-Morning since 1992. Happy birthday, Ken. This week, 13 years ago, the shipping forecast changed. And so for the last time, we heard this.
Finisterre, southwesterly, 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain.
Yes, mention of the shipping area Finisterre. It was last called that this week in 2002 after 53 years. It had been named Fitzroy, but they changed it to avoid confusion with the French and Spanish Finisterre.
This network will be back at 5 to 6 with the next shipping forecast.
26 years ago this week, Transworld, the Miss World radio group, which started from Red Rose Radio, announced its bid for Piccadilly Radio in Manchester, and that bid was conditional upon its rejection by Piccadilly shareholders of the Midlands radio group, BR&B and Trent and Leicester Sound.
World offer won the support of 89% of shareholders at a meeting this morning. The group, headed by the Lancashire businessman Owen Oyston, already owns Red Rose Radio in Preston. Mr. Oyston said afterwards that the coming together of the two stations was a very exciting development.
This week in 1924, the first pips were broadcast. It was an idea from good old John Reith, so the Astronomer Royal Sir Frank Watson Dyson sorted out some mechanical clocks, originally in the Royal Greenwich Observatory, but it wasn't always to be thus.
The problem is money. We are going to get some new clocks at the Royal Observatory. It'll cost many hundreds of thousands of pounds, not just the cost of the clocks, but also the cost of running them every year. And I don't think that money can be found. There's some debate about this. And what would happen then is that we'd have to find the time signal from another source. We may even resort to generating it ourselves. I'm not sure of the technical details of this, but what would happen is the BBC would generate its own time signal and ask the Royal Observatory to monitor it from time to time just to make sure it's accurate. So in that case, we would be justified in still calling it Greenwich Mean Time. I hope that happens. That would be rather nice.
And so it came to be, too. The pips now come from the bowels of Broadcasting House. Andrew Piper from the BBC World Service on the pips. This week, 66 years ago, a famous series of macabre stories began, fondly remembered by that generation.
This is your narrator, the man in black. Again about to introduce tonight's Columbia program, Suspense. The story is The Pit and the Pendulum by Edgar Allan Poe.
The Man in Black, introduced and told by Valentine Dale, first heard this week in 1949, and in that same week, a book at bedtime began as Late Night Serial on the BBC Home Service, and of course, it's still read to this day. This week, 11 years ago, audience figures suggested that commercial radio's share of total listening grew above 40% for the first time, and 2.2 million people had switched off from Radio 1. It was to be the station's last audience figures before this. The Saviour is here. The
Saviour is here. 7:13 in the morning. Hello, how are you? This is Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body.
One station which also grew larger this week, 26 years ago, was Southern Sound.
Hello, good morning, this is Cliff Richard. It's 10 o'clock, it's Sunday, February the 5th, 1989, and I'm very pleased to welcome you to your new radio station. This is Southern Sound FM, classic hits across Sussex. And from all of us here in Eastbourne, a very warm welcome to Southern Sound FM.
Southern Sound extending this week in 89, having started in Brighton, then growing further afield, and then graduating to East Sussex this week 26 years ago. Now, of course, Southern is part of Hart, Sussex and Surrey. So, with the first phone-in this week in 1968...
And the telephone is going again, so without further ado, I'll pick it up and see who's on the line this time. Hello.
Mansfield 103.2 launching 16 years ago.
It's a great day for Mansfield, Ashfield and Bolsover, the launch of your very first local radio station.
And the announcement this week last year that Communicore would acquire the assets Global Radio were selling. Those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio.